Chapter 3. Waves of Flavor. His second stop was on a quiet beach where the sea didn't crash but caressed the shore with patience. Elian arrived at a stretch of warm, white sand where gentle waves came and went without hurry. The air smelled of salt, dried flowers, and something old, like a bittersweet memory. From the water, a siren rose with hair like seafoam and eyes like gentle depths. Her voice wasn't heard, it was felt, like the vibration of a long-forgotten note. "Place them here," she whispered, touching the surface of the water. Elion carefully released the coffee cherries into the sea. The waves embraced them, turning them gently. The water stirred, then fell still. And the sea, in silence, returned the green coffee beans, clean, stripped of fruit. The siren looked at him again. "Flavor doesn't begin with roasting," she said. "It begins with letting go." Elion gathered the beans into a linen pouch. He knew that sometimes to cleanse is to understand.